There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Thank you so much for downloading this Ian and Catherine podcast from the archive. If you like what you hear and you want to get a more up-to-date edition of the show, why not head to www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine, and there you'll find a paywall package to suit your pocket. That's www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine.
So the radio thing is happening. I don't quite know when it's going to start properly, but at the moment it's just peppered with, it's playing a lot of old Absolute stuff and music and the computer game show. A schedule will be developed at some point. The reason I got my phone, Scott has done these logos. It's called, so it's called Radio Anywhere. And why is that, Catherine?
There are multiple reasons.
You can listen to Radio Anywhere.
You can listen to Radio Anywhere. But also, it's your radio. So wherever you are, that's where it is. I came up with it.
Okay.
It was half past 11 on a Tuesday night or something. It just popped into my head.
Get the hell out of my studio. Get the hell out of my station. You know what? Get out of my station. You're fired.
Blocks Oasis, not in space. You don't know that.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
No, they do have the internet in space.
Yeah.
So Scott's done these logos for us. Have a look at these. Aren't these amazing?
They're cool, aren't they?
Aren't these amazing? So my favourites are this one here.
I like that one.
We got the Anywhere Bigger. And this retro one.
The 80s one, yeah.
This one's growing on me.
I like that one too.
This one, and that's, do you know what's probably going to be the main one? Now, there's going to be apps. You'll be able to download apps. So I've asked him to do a couple. One with the IanLee.com radio still in it,
mm-hmm.
and download the app. And one with just download the app.
Nice.
Because I don't like having my name in it. But I guess that's where a lot of people are going to find it.
We didn't call it IanLee FM because it's not necessarily all about that.
No, but maybe for now we keep it with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask, when we started the Twitch thing, mine has gone blank as to what her name is, and I'm so sorry, but the original voice of Lara Croft,
mm-hmm.
got in touch with her. I'll record some jingles for you if you want, for free. It'd be my honour, because I'm a big fan of what you and Catherine do. And we never got round to it, but I'm going to ask her to record some jingles for this.
You know James Thornton's offered that as well.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, he did that for us at Talk.
Well, I didn't know that he'd offered to
do... He's still in the mix, yeah.
Well, I didn't know he'd offered to do them for us since Talk.
Oh, no, he hasn't, but I could ask him.
Well, you could ask him. He may not. But so it's going to be good... it's going to be a thing. So we're going to have these logos. Where are you guys? You're there. So the logos look great. So if you want to listen to it, you can. You go to ianlee.com/radio and it's up there. And I'm playing around. There's a schedule. The schedule is absolute nonsense, so ignore it. But what it means is I can put in different blocks. I've shown you how it works, haven't I? You haven't seen it, have you, Catherine? Let me show you how it works. Right, radio.co, and honestly, they're giving me a really sweet deal, but it's not sweet enough that I would tell you this was great if it was a crock of shit,
mm-hmm.
so believe me on that. So right now, no one's listening to it. I can have up to this many listeners. I was getting worried because it was getting up to 75 terabytes. It's not even up to 1 terabyte, it's gigabyte, so I'm ages. Storage, that. So, the Watson twins. Jenny Lewis, listen to this.
Careful, YouTube will shut down.
Ah, screw those guys.
what you know you have or what you think you...
That Jenny Lewis and Watson Twins album. Mwah! Right? Next up is Glen Campbell. Oh, that's because it's on the country playlist. Right. So I go to the schedule. Here's the schedule. So at 1:30, the computer game show. I came out of college the other day. I turned on my radio station and I heard the end of a Monkees song and then David Tennant's going, okay, right, well, today, it's talking about Dark Souls.
In fact, we had a conversation. He went, I'm going to go now because I want to listen to the computer game show.
I did. So now it's, we're playing, what time is it? Oh, it shouldn't be playing. It should be playing default. So let's skip, see if, because there is a lot of Glen Campbell on here. That's part of the problem. So if we skip past Dreams of the Everyday House, skip past there, then it tells me what's coming up next. There's John Denver. Well, that's country. This is my country.
What the hell is going on?
Top of the World by the Dixie Chicks. All right, well then, it's not quite. Oh no, because I'm looking at Thursday. Friday is country.
Yeah.
So we get rid of that, and what we'll do is, so you can have Absolute, we're going to have the Beatles versus the Monkees. So update event, confirm, and now on your schedule on ianlee.com/radio, it will say Beatles versus the Monkees. We go back to the media. Honestly, this is so much. It's not media, it's dashboard. So we skip past this and then skip.
Roger is saying, will there be an Alexa app?
It's not. So then we got going into Yellow Submarine. It's not Alexa add-ons. Hang on a minute. Oh, it is Alexa. It will be on Alexa. It will be on Alexa, yeah. So you can have it on Alexa. In fact, let me just message Scott. and ask Alexa, can you put that in, please? Thank you. So you can. It's going to be on Alexa.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
We got to ask Alexa. It's going to be on an Android app, an Apple app. Don't need a website. I can see who's been listening. No, I can't see that. It's there, I think, somewhere. These are the songs that are played, and I make a playlist. So if I want a playlist of, I don't know, like 60s, right? So you type that in. Get a little playlist and you can add what you want. So I go to the tags and I've got a 60s tag. Brilliant.
Blocks away saying getting bad gateway 502 on your radio. Is that because we're doing this?
I'll give you bad gateway with my fist up your jacksie in a minute. Okay. I think you're lying. IanLee.com. I think you're lying, actually. Holy shit!
Take it back.
It does. No, that has happened a couple of times. And it's not because of I'm on here, because it's playing. So it's playing and it's not connected to this computer. It's in the cloud. So I don't know what that is. That could be Matty, could be doing
some maintenance.
Matty is my maintenance person. So that's annoying that's down. Matty! So anyway, still early days. So it's going to happen and there's going to be apps and stuff and there's going to be shows. So I'm thinking of one night a week for now. 2-hour phone-in show, like 10 o'clock at night, maybe on a Monday night, 10 o'clock at night, 2-hour phone-in show.
Yeah.
Look, there's 3 people listening, right? You know, the most it's had is 24. If I can get it up to 250 people listening to that show, I will be dead chuffed. And then that will finish at midnight. Then we play an old Absolute show. And la, 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 la. Going to have the computer game show on. We'll get a slot for that. We'll have a slot for old ones and a slot for new ones. Who else is on there?
We have got Victoria and Fran, who are the Nerdy T-Shirt Club, and they're brilliant. Two Sheffield women who are best friends. One of them is a bisexual and has ADHD.
Welcome to my world.
And they're lovely. They're sweary. They're kind of, no nonsense. But actually, their conversations are really sort of heartwarming, and they've been through some stuff. Music, so you're going to have them, the nerdy t-shirt show, and Victoria is the one I've been talking to most. She's thrilled to bits about it, because at the moment they do a show on community radio, it's just a real passion of theirs. So the fact that anyone's listened, the fact that anyone thinks it's worth picking up on, is she's just so delighted, and it's really lovely because they're great. They're really great.
Mugger Harris, Dan is going to give, let me put his shows up there that he does with Billy. And Billy, I hope Billy's all right. Billy seems to have disappeared. I do hope he's okay. So we're going to put those up. Those are insane, like psychedelic rambling nonsense. It's wonderful. Gary says, can we get the bloke from the BNP on? Sure. I'd give John Gaunt a gig if he apologised to me. I'd let him come and do it. I know that Pete is going to be doing some like TV theme tune shows, which sounds like a lot of fun. And I know they're very popular when he's done them online. So it's going to happen, right? The quality of the sound is great. The sound, ladies and gentlemen, is it broadcast or is it 128 kilobytes a second? That's near CD quality. It's near. If I go down to the next one, it's DAB. That's what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. That's what we're dealing with. And this is, and I know I'm getting a deal from them, but again, if this was not any good, I would not be banging on about it.
No, and because you were undecided before you spoke to him, and then you went, oh, it's really good.
This is so easy to use. If I want to upload stuff, I can upload like an album or so there, or I've got an FTP thing. Some of you know what that means, where I can just download folders from my computer. And
Izzy wants to know if there'll be a listen back function.
No.
No, it's like radio, it's like, as it used to be.
I don't think there will. I can... Yeah.
Maybe on the app.
No, not on the app. There will be, here's what will happen. A lot of the shows are going to get repeated, like the computer game show. You'll hear episode one, like, I don't know, maybe five times or something. It'll be at different times in the schedule. And yes, you won't be able to listen back on command, but shows that go out will be played several times because it turns out it's quite difficult to fill a 24-hour schedule. If I do a phone-in show, that will go out as a podcast for you lot. That will go out as a podcast for you lot. You'll get that. So people will be able to listen to it. You'll get it as a podcast.
Yeah.
How's about that? How's about that? Isn't it? I'm really excited. Is it going to become, you know, like a competitor to, you know, Six Music or LBC? No. Is it going to get more than 200 listeners? I really don't know. 250 I'd be happy with. Is it going to make any money? I don't know how. I'm totally up for advertisers. Like, and cheaper than we did here, I would be up for, you know, running 30-second commercials quite a few times a day. So I'm up for stuff like that. So if anyone wants to sponsor us, or if you know any companies that actually would want to sponsor, don't just suggest, oh, these people will be good for you. If you know people in companies, I'm totally up for that. A 502 error might be because a lot of people are visiting that page. But it should. Let me go to ianlee.com, see if that's down. This has happened a couple of times. Look, my whole website's down. So there's something going on there. It'll be fine. It'll get there. But the apps is going to be the key.
Mm-hmm.
The apps is going to be the key thing. It's exciting. Pete says, you told me via WhatsApp that we're going to, and I quote, destroy Murdoch. Yeah, but not with the radio station. I've got a secret plan that I've got going on. Could podcasters pay you to get their shows played? That doesn't feel fair. They could, and I did consider that, but it doesn't feel fair. I don't like pay to play. I don't think it's...
Tell you what, and it's your station, so I don't want to speak out of turn. But...
Well, don't then. Fired. Get the hell out of my office. Hey, let me slap that cute ass.
I knew you were going to say something like that or call me toots. I knew one of those two was going to happen. May have happened. What I was going to suggest was if you think someone is good and would be up for it, suggest them. We'll have a listen.
But I do want them to be good, and... I am going to say no to some people because I don't, you know, I don't want it to become a faff. You can do live shows on this and you can do live shows remotely. The way it works is I send you a link and for the time that I set, you have access to this, but you can't change anything on it, right? This is all up in the cloud. So I've been doing this on my phone. So I would send you a link that would be live between 1 and 2 o'clock. And between 1 and 2 o'clock, you have the airwaves. You can play things from my playlist, I think, or you can certainly play things from your computer, or you can take phone calls or anything. And then at 2 o'clock, boom, it ends. And you can't...
Do you know anyone from the Global Academy might give some of the students a chance to have a show?
No, I can fuck off. But I want it to be good, so I don't... I don't want people saying, right, I'll do an hour a week. And then by week three, they're like, I can't be bothered, you know, because it is a hassle. It's a commitment and stuff. And so I think at the moment, would be happier with pre-recorded shows. What's great about it is they don't have to be like 59 minutes and 25 seconds. You can do like an hour and a quarter, and I can make it work because you put it in at 1 o'clock and then you set the music to start whenever it finishes. So you can have a little bit of flexibility around that. If people do it, I want like a few months worth of stuff in there. So we'll see. So I am going to say no to people. You know, so if I say no to you, it's not because I necessarily think you're crap. It's because
it's got a certain feeling of how he wants it to go.
I have a vibe in my head.
Yeah,
I have a vibe in my head. But yeah, when it launches, and I'm gonna just say like the 1st of November, I'm gonna do one night a week, 2 hours. I'm gonna do a phone-in show, and because I'm one of those phone-in hosts, as is Catherine, that if no one phones in, we can still do an entertaining show. There are some, you know, Gaunt again, I don't want to knock him, but he does a 35-minute YouTube show. I mean, 35 minutes, we're an hour and a quarter in. We've not even started yet. We've not even started. And you get some people that won't do a phone-in show in this format, so we won't get any phone calls. Might not get any phone calls. Okay, we might get Gary and we might get Alistair and all the, you know, the regulars, which is great. But even if no one phoned in, I can do a 2-hour show without anyone phoning in. And then you kind of have to build it and get the word around.
Well, actually, Pete's saying late night love with me. I do quite fancy doing something like that.
Get in there.
Whether it's just moving the podcast that I've already put out onto there or we're doing something live, I don't know.
Debbie says, would you be able to listen to Alexa? You can listen to Alexa. You will be able to ask for it. Ask and play radio anywhere. Roger says, I'm getting bloody excited. I am as well. It's a lot of fun. Let's play in Teardrop City by the Monkees. Then it goes into Dr. Robert. Then it goes into Dr. Robert by the Beatles. It's insane. And then at 10 o'clock after this finishes, you can listen to an old Absolute show. Isn't that nuts? This link works. I don't quite know why the ianlee.com doesn't. That will just be a thing. Matty is possibly tinkering away. It will be a thing. This is all early days. I mean, I don't think we would go live on a Saturday or Sunday night because that's when Bezic is on.
Mm. And also we're likely to have children about.
Well, exactly. But I don't want to, if there's anything that we listen to, there's absolutely no point in going up against. I don't go up against Bezic, you know, but what's the point of me doing a 2-hour phone-in show when Bezic is on, you know? Yeah. So we'd probably play music during that. I don't know. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an experiment. I've got this set up for as long as I want. I'm getting like a 90% discount.
And
I know.
Well, there's no time limit on it.
I said, how long will this last? Because I don't want to commit to something and then you say, oh, we're going to charge you the full amount. He said, forever. I've got a PRS license, so the music is legit. That was the first thing I did. As I said to everyone, right, I'm going to start, like Tuesday night, I'd set it up and I uploaded like 1,000 songs. Said, right, we're going to start tonight at 10. And then as it got to 10, I thought, oh, shit, I haven't got a PRS. So I got a PRS license, so it's all, nothing yet, Debbie. It's not connected to Alexa yet and it won't be for a couple of weeks. So everybody, chill out.
You're just getting a little sneaky peek.
Mr. Tornado says, working for me with no 502. What the hell? The link I'm posting will work. And I will post that link again just before we finish. Because at 10 o'clock, it's going to go to an Absolute show that you might want to listen to. They're quite good. They're quite good fun. Now it's playing the Paupers. I mean, it is just playing... It's just playing my iPod from 2012. I will upload more songs. I'm going to prune it as well because there's a lot. I've just uploaded it without really any thought. I'm going to upload some CDs as well and some more modern music. Take out the disproportionate amount of Glen Campbell, which Mandula loves. But I think it's going to be fun. And it might be something. It might not. How much was the PRS license? I got one for £175 and there are different options. I think I've got the right one. It's a little bit confusing, but it's like this is going to make less than £10,000 a month and have less. You'll go by the amount of money it's going to make, the amount of listeners, the amount of hours, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I think I've got the right one. And is there any Nigel in there? I don't think Nigel was calling us Absolute. I'm not sure. So that's good. Obviously, you can do anything you want. We'll do stuff together. At the moment, I'm really excited about playing around with it. and playing around with the schedules and doing the stuff on my own.
Yeah. Do you know what it feels like at the moment? Like, it's been his birthday and it's still his new thing. And so I'm letting him get fed up of it before I have a turn. Not fed up of it, but get used to it.
It's in business. Will it have a sleep timer? I don't know. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, it will. Now we've got the branding and the name. I can start. Oh, I actually spent these songs randomly in the playlist. I'll add one. Now we've got a name and a logo and stuff. I can apply to get the apps made, and I think it takes about 10 days.
Gosh.
So that'll be this weekend. Apps, you can download. Hey, guys, don't forget, you can download the radio. What's it called? Radio Everywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. You can download the Radio Anywhere apps, and you can listen to Radio Anywhere. Here's Robbie Williams and Candy.
Da, 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 da. Do you remember when we started that at Three Counties once? He went, no, not playing that. Oh, stopped it.
It's so awful. It's real. You know, pop is meant to be, made of a petroleum product and be quite plastic. But that was just like plastic pop at its worst.
Have you seen that Gary Barlow's got his own wine company now? Wine. Should I call it wine? Loads of people making the same joke. Gary Merlot. Gary Barlow. Spelt with a T.
Oh, look there. Now it's now time to submit your Android app. Right, I'm going to make the apps this weekend. I've hidden the Skype.
What do you want to do that for, mate?
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Tried to call, but it said unrecognised. Blocks away, you're so fucking right. Is that right? Have I got that right? What is your problem with our Skype? Why are you having such problems with it? No one else does. Tried to call, but it said unrecognized. No. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number.
Don't be careless with your digits.
Don't be careless. Remember, Lane was calling us for a year.
Furious.
For the wrong number, yeah.
He was furious.
Space, are you watching Paddington Green tonight? No, we can't.
We cannot.
We cannot on here. We will get booted off. But we will do one of those. We'll tell you what we'll do. How about next week? I don't know what the days will be, but we'll do two completely paywall shows and we'll have a Paddington Green as a freebie. How does that sound?
Yes.
Does that sound okay? Don't forget, this Sunday at 1 o'clock, if you're a 20-pounder, there is going to be a Zoom meeting. Haven't sent the link out yet. I'll probably send it out Saturday evening, okay? So it's fresh. There is going to be between, it's one, isn't it, the Zoom meet on Sunday, I think.
I believe so.
1 o'clock. If you're a 20-pounder, you're going to get invited to a private Zoom chat with me, Catherine and the mods. You hang out with us for an hour. It's not a show. We don't perform. I do at the start until I relax. You can ask us questions. You can give us suggestions. Chat about anything. Let us know how you are. And that's an hour. It doesn't get recorded. It's private. If you're not a 20-pounder, you can up your thing. Now, you can up it before then and you'll still be invited to £20. And then after that, at 2 o'clock, we're going to play Pico Park. Pico Park, which is a few quid to play.
It's a cute game where you play with friends and fall out.
Kim wants to play it, so Kim might be playing.
All right, good. Well, then the language should be slightly less blue.
Well, I don't know.
Depending on whether he can hold his tongue.
He's tricked his mum into taking him to see Venom. I said,
what?
That's a 15, right? He went, she doesn't know. I said,
wow.
I think she's going to be very shocked. It's very violent. And he said, she knows there are some swear words in and she didn't mind. So, okay. I'm not going to say anything, young man. Good luck. He's 9. Is it okay for my mum to come to the Zoom meeting, said Gary? No, she's not paid up. She cannot come. Of course she can come. I'd love to see your mum.
You have to send her out of the room.
I would not say yes. But I certainly would not say no.
Make of that what you will.
Ian, you're contradicting yourself.
So what? Hang on a minute.
Ian, you're contradicting yourself.
Excuse me, who are you talking to?
So that's the thing. So yeah, you cool with that? Two paywall shows next week and one show watching Paddington Green.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good deal.
Thank you to everyone who's upped their tier or joined us recently, because you know we made it quite clear that we were looking at flipping crunch time for this. Really appreciate it. It's really very touching that you would see us as that important.
Izzy asks if she can be excused from the meeting. You can't. You may be excused. You may be excused. We're not cruel. We're benevolent.
Dictators.
Benevolent. Isn't a dictator when you have sex with a potato?
Wow. It depends how you're doing it. I haven't got a dick to put in the tater.
Or if you use the potato as a dick.
I wouldn't do that. Porous, aren't they?
Dicks aren't porous. Well, they can be porous if you shake them enough.
I wouldn't.
Caterer says, when do we get to watch more airline? Let's finish series one of Paddington. Then we're going to go back. Then we're going to go back to airline. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. 0203 286 6370. I'm not quite sure that website is still down, but that's absolutely fine. We'll look at that a little bit later. Can I just get some water?
I finally get my hands on Gatford's.
It's too big.
It's a long. A joke's a joke, but come on. How many pages of joke have we got going on here? From Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York. My goodness. 549 pages. 549 breathless, bosom heaving pages dedicated to my beautiful girls who have the strength and courage of Lady Margaret. They too have followed their hearts to live life on their own terms. This book is for you, Beatrice and Eugenie, with all my love. My goodness.
How many pages?
500 and something. Well, it's big writing. 549. Good grief.
That's nothing.
Good grief. I'm actually quite looking forward. Oh my God, what?
This is a book.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is a book. That's a book. Hold up your little book compared to this big book. That's a book. Pick a day in the second half of the 60s.
Oh, God, this is one of those books that details, you know, how many of them had a shit on a particular day and how much it weighed.
Would you please pick a date in the second half of the 1960s? Pick a date, any date.
The 9th of June.
A year?
1968.
9th of June. All right, let's find out what the monkeys were doing on the 9th of June, 1968.
Having a shit.
7th, 8th, 10th and 11th. There's no 9th. Pick another date.
That was their day of rest.
Yes.
Let's do August 12th, 1969.
Okay, 69. 69 is interesting. It's when it's winding down.
Mm-hmm.
August 12th. There might not be a lot going on because they were kind of coming to the end. Okay, well, then let's pick August the 9th.
This is a bad example.
Billboard reports tickets for the Monkees' August 25th concert at the Central Canada Exhibition are priced at just $1. The Monkees' greatest hits slowly drops to number 67 in Record World, number 77 in Cashbox, and number 95 on Billboard.
Choose a page number.
329.
Okay, here we go. Right, here's the game. If there's something rude going on, you're the winner.
Okay.
329, you say?
Yeah.
2 hours later, emotionally drained, Margaret was waylaid before she could reach the sanctity of her bedroom. What on earth is going on? Julia demanded, guiding her into her sitting room. First, Lochiel turns up completely out of the blue and the pair of you go off together before I had the opportunity to ask if he intends to spend the night.
Here we go. Do it, do it, do it.
Then he returns alone and informs me he's going straight back to Dublin and not even staying for your birthday dinner. He was very abrupt, almost rude, and I thought... Donald proposed, Margaret said boldly, sitting down wearily on one of the chairs by the window. And I turned him down. A lump rose in her throat as she recalled the stricken look on his face when he left, but she swallowed hard.
Oh, we go.
Not like that. He said he loves me and I think I might love him too, but I cannot, Julia. I can't marry him. Good heavens, why ever not? Admittedly, he's not the man your father chose for you, but he's eminently respectable and an excellent catch. You certainly cannot be worried that the Duke would object to the match. I don't want or need my father's approval, Margaret snapped. Sorry, she added, immediately contrite. I am, as you will have surmised, a little overwrought. I was not expecting... It's nearly finished. She spread her hands helplessly. Nothing rude happened. I'm the winner.
We just had James Coburn in the chat and he disappeared. Sofa, where did you go? We just had you there and we were talking. We can't have the camera on our end for some. Hubert says, tell us about someone talented like the Rolling Stones. Okay, I tell you what.
Oh, dear.
You have a little meditation in the sin bin about the Rolling Stones, okay? And thank you. How many people have written books like that about the Rolling Stones? None. Why? Because no one's that bothered about them.
Mick Jagger, shagging again. Whatever date.
A pop group that should have lasted 20 minutes and should have been just like a Do you remember the Monkees? Oh, yeah, they used to show it during the summer holidays. It's going on and on. Here's the thing. At some point in their life, everyone accepts they like the Monkees. That's the fact. Stupa!
Ian Lee.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you, I've got a little bit of beef with my local supermarket.
Okay. Oh.
Now, it's not big beef. It's delivery beef. Now, it's a co-op. I'm not going to say anything.
You say what you want. This isn't the radio.
It's the internet, man.
You say what you want. You can say co-op shit. Co-op sent out poison to me the other day and I nearly died.
Oh, my God. I could say that. I'm not going to say that. But it's one of these smaller ones, you know, probably the same size as... Is it the same as this local or Tesco Express? You know, it's not a huge, great, big...
Okay, so it's a small co-op.
Does size matter in this instance? Yeah. Continue.
And they do a delivery service. It's on a smaller scale to what the bigger ones
okay,
do.
Okay, so it's a smaller shop that does smaller things. Yep.
What happened?
Smaller things. Minimum 15 quid order.
Okay, so it's small. What happened? Let's guess. Okay, to Gary Jacobs, the lawyer, would always go...
Oh, I know.
Okay,
God.
I don't want your life story. Just tell us. Just ask me the question.
Okay, what it is, I ordered some Coke. Obviously, they're allowed to substitute
items. I don't want your life story. Just get to the question.
Are you practicing for your new phone-in show?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be a bastard on my new phone-in show.
You mean gonna?
I have to give you a bit of detail. I am
no, you don't. But this isn't detail. What you're saying now?
I have to explain something.
What did you order?
You're turning this into a longer-winded call. When I
what did you order? What did you order?
Right, what I ordered was many things. But I've mainly got the order in. I've only ordered 15 quid worth of stuff. Because I fancy the drinks, I ordered a couple of bottles of cola. Now, they're allowed to substitute items for similar things. And they sent me an email just before delivery.
What did they substitute?
Unfortunately, we've got no substitution for your Coca-Cola that you've ordered.
Yep.
And how many suitable substitutions are there for Coca-Cola?
None. There aren't, because Pepsi is not... If you like Coca-Cola, you probably don't like Pepsi.
No, but you can say at the door, I don't want that. They pre-charge your card for 10%
but
extra.
But also, you know they've got no Coke. Do you know why they've got no Coke?
Well, I don't know why they didn't have 1 litre bottles. There's many different sizes that
no,
they do.
Because there's a shortage on fizzy pop everywhere.
Yeah, but they got loads. I went up there. I had to go up there later that day, and the shelves...
Well, then why didn't you go and get it in the first place, you lazy git?
Well, I didn't want to go out. That's not the point. I ordered a delivery of Coca-Cola. There are many substitutions, different sizes.
Nope.
Pepsi's their own brand.
Nope.
But they didn't bother to substitute. And this is a store.
But they doesn't. This is the deliveries don't come from the store.
And you said it was a small store.
It is, and they have delivery drivers sat opposite all day waiting for orders, and they go across in their little mopeds and collect the order, bloody blah, bring it up. There's loads of substitutions for Coca-Cola. But,
and you can I just check, Stupor? You said all of this to them, right?
Yeah, well, I'm getting
you
to
said,
the thing.
Let me just, it's a yes no answer. Did you say all of this to the store?
Yeah, yes, I did, to the head office. But here's the thing. Here's
what
the
did
thing.
The store
this
say?
Is a store. This is, wait, let me
did you say it to
point.
The? You said it to the head office. Did you say it to the store that organised your delivery?
Well, I spoke to the head office.
Did you? No, no, no. I'm not asking about the head office. Did you?
No, no, no.
Did you? So you didn't? Hang on. So you didn't tell the store. So you told the head office, and you're telling us you didn't tell the one set of people that could have told you what had happened.
No, she said she was going to ring the head office.
But why?
The head office were going to ring the store.
But why didn't you speak to the store? The one group of people that could have told you the answer.
They would have just fobbed off and said there's nothing.
You don't know that.
There is suitable substitutes for Coca-Cola.
But you don't know what was... You went in the store. How long after your delivery did you go in the store?
Oh, only a couple of hours.
Right, okay. Now, the thing is, those trucks are out. No, the thing is, those trucks are out for a couple of hours. So let's say the truck was... It was 4 hours after the truck left the store. Could they have had a delivery in those 4 hours? Yes.
They are not going to have been out of all cola fizzy.
But you don't know that. There are pop shortages everywhere. You know you can't get water at McDonald's. You know that there are loads of fizzy pops that you can't get.
Stupor, yeah, how did this impact in your life? Did you, I don't know, lose your job? Did you did it mean you couldn't feed your children?
What, this is a very different Ian Lee and Karen to the one I spoke to last time.
Karen?
This is how flustered Ian's got me, see?
Who's Karen?
No, this is my main point.
Who is
Karen? 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago...
Who is Karen?
I corrected myself and said, Kath, this is a store. This is a store. But 2 weeks ago... this was my main point. If you hadn't interrupted me,
We had to interrupt you because we've only got till 10 o'clock.
What is going on? People watching this? Is this me?
If you hadn't interrupted me, this would have taken less than 5 minutes.
We have to interrupt you because we have to commandeer the programme and shape it into something worth listening to, because otherwise we'll still be talking about the size of your freaking co-op.
This is a thing that I could have got out 10 minutes ago.
Because you keep repeating the same thing. You've now repeated 4 times. I could have finished this if we'd have shut up. You could have finished it if you stopped repeating it if you answered our questions.
If you all shut up, this is a store that 2 weeks ago, when I ordered some bananas, they sent me the email just before the delivery. We have nothing suit. In fact, I didn't see the email.
There is no substitute for a banana. There is no substitute for a banana. What would you? What? Calm down. Why are you getting so excited? Calm down. What would you substitute? You're not. What would you substitute for? So you can't get bananas. So what should they have sent instead?
I'm going to tell you what they did send instead.
No. I'm not asking that. I'm asking if they couldn't have sent bananas, what would you think is the next closest thing?
I would have pre-packed bananas. They could have if they had them. Picked 6 loose bananas and bagged them up. That would have been.
But they didn't have any bananas. So, what would you say? 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 What would you say is the next closest thing to a banana?
Well, not what they sent me. Do you want to know what they thought was a suitable substitute?
No, I want to know what you would have thought was the next closest thing to a banana.
Well, genuinely, probably another type of fruit, but
so apples are not like bananas.
But you can reject it at the door. But another cola drink, the point I was originally making,
you can't substitute a cola for a banana.
Can I also raise a point, right? All this idea of them bringing stuff and rejecting it at the door, you know, there's a fuel shortage as well. So best to know that you're not getting it, right? Surely,
yeah, the point I'm making is that they found no suitable substitute for Coca-Cola. But 2 weeks before, they substituted my bag of bananas for a bag of effing onions. That was the point I was trying to make.
Do you know what? Stupor, you are totally right. I think that you have been very hard done by. And in fact, I'm about to ring the Pride of Britain because definitely your name should be on the list. this year.
But why? Okay, well, don't order from them.
Yeah, I was just ringing up to tell the tale. I wasn't expecting it to be such a heated exchange.
I know. Well, this is where we're at, Broken Britain. But don't order from them.
No, I just thought it was amusing that there were so many alternatives, so many other cola drinks apart from Coca-Cola.
But you don't know that they were in the shop at the time. You don't know that.
They're not going to be out of Pepsi-Cola 1.25.
No, but shops have... This is the thing, you're not listening, Stu Pot. My Tesco had no fizzy pop in 2 weeks ago. The week before that, it had about three different types of crisps, when normally there's about 30. This is where we're at the moment. Two weeks ago, no fizzy pop.
Yeah, I suspect
we're all going to have to get used to having a bit less choice, just because, you know, the world is a little bit shitter than it was a couple of years ago.
Brexit.
I'd have settled for anything. I'd have settled for any soft drink, quite frankly.
How about spunk in a bottle? Would you have settled for that? That's what I would have substituted it with.
Tango or yolk would have done, but an onion in exchange for a banana is absolutely ridiculous, isn't it?
You can't have onions in custard.
Well, you probably can. No.
My boys, get this, Stu. My boys are disgusted by the idea, Stu, of a cheese and onion sandwich. To them, it sounds... Why would you do that? I'm going, boys, it's a mate. What? So you put cheese and onion in a... So, yeah, cheese and onion. They are disgusted by it.
But you know what? I can't stand the thought of the cheese. I've never had a cheese and pickle sandwich. I know a lot of people love it. I can't stand the thought of that.
You don't want too much pickle. You've got to get the balance right. Too much pickle, and it's gone. You've got a soggy...
It's a pickle and cheese sandwich, if you will, isn't it?
You want to get a little bit. But I'm loving right now cheese and mayo sandwich. White bread, cheese, thick cheese and mayo, strong cheddar.
I'll tell you something else not to be sniffed at. Cheese and salad cream.
Oh, yeah, I like a bit of salad cream.
It's got that tanginess to it.
Like her.
Go for that.
But James says, a delicious onion split.
Exactly. My point exactly. But all right, no substitute for a bloody soft drink.
Hey, if you go, I saw this the other day. If you go to Lay-By's, there's loads of bottles of Tango, like and fizzy fizzy orange in the Lay-By.
You also might get free sausage.
Yeah. Thank you for being a good sport, Stu Pot. Have a good evening. Tutty bye. 0203 286 6370. Hang on.
Trying. Very trying, as most people would probably say.
Should we phone Sofa King
yes.
back? And let's give him a...
I think the last, what was it, for an hour, whatever, how long that phone call was,
thank you,
is the reason why I will not be becoming a magistrate.
Thank you, Stupot. You're a good sport. I enjoyed that a lot, and I hope you did as well. Hello. Sofa!
Hello.
Hello there.
I mute you on that one, don't I? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. This is great. We're there. We're there, baby.
Be quiet, Gizmo.
Nice to see you, brother. We got there at last. It's taken a while.
Finally.
Who have you got there?
Really
yes,
oh,
mate.
Look
now
at
that
face.
Lift it a little bit higher. There we go. That is a dog. That is a dog.
Cute.
It's not a dog, please.
Oh, what is it? Your child?
This is a female cat.
Okay.
In a female dog's body, and it's all very confusing.
Big buckle of drugs with no top on.
What?
That's actually lovely.
It's taken you about 3 weeks to get through to us.
I've been listening to you for a long time.
Oh, I know you have. But I also know you've been trying to Skype us for quite a while and having absolutely no success. So I consider this a great day that we're finally talking to you. How may we be of assistance to you after all this time?
I just wanted to see if I can actually get this working. It's a challenge.
Oh, I see. Well, your tech support.
Now I'm 666.
Bless you. Thank you.
I used to be very depressing before. Now it's good.
Oh, good.
There we go. That's good. And you're on a boat, aren't you?
I certainly am.
Is it a working boat? Could you go sailing in it?
I could. Well, I don't go sailing. It's a narrow boat.
Well, what do you? If it's not sailing, what would
it's
you?
It's got no sail, has it, you tit?
Well, but okay. Oh, shut up, you idiot.
It's got a little engine. It's a motor.
Yeah, but okay, the QE2, that goes sailing.
No, mate.
What does it do?
That's what they say, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
The QE2 goes sailing.
The back of it, steering, though.
It doesn't have to have a sail to go sailing.
I think it does.
No, you don't. You've said it, and now you're committing to it like a loser, baby.
Anyway, nice to hear from you.
The time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey.
Okay, so so this is it. You've called us and you have nothing to say to us.
Absolutely nothing.
Shall I cut you off?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okie dokie. That's
good. That was productive.
We missed a phone call. I'm enjoying these calls tonight. Thank you, Stu. I want the radio show to be like that. I miss that a lot, those kind of calls. And you don't really get it behind the paywall because everybody's so lovely. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, it's Glenn. How are you?
Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Glenn.
You all right?
Yeah, good. Well, you know, feeling a little bit low. Why do some people... You're a double N, Glenn, right?
No, I'm a one N, Glenn.
Oh, okay. Now, isn't that funny? Because Glenn Campbell, I think, is a one N Glenn. You don't get many one N Glenns, do you?
Yeah. And, but, you know, I get... My full name is Glenn Fraser, and I'm a teacher. But there's a teacher in my school with the surname of Glenn, so I get called Mr. Glenn a lot instead of Mr. Fraser, and so Glenn dominates me, you know, as a name.
Oh, that's the name. I thought you were talking about what happens in the staff room. I thought, gosh, okay, well, change from drinking coffee and smoking fags.
That's an industry secret, and we'll just keep that from the union. So.
I love being in my boys' school the other day because the teachers called me Mr. Lee, and the kids came in and said, "Hello, Mr. Lee." They didn't do good morning, Mr. Lee. Good morning, everyone.
Is what you're saying that you don't get that level of respect anywhere else in your life?
Well, I'm a secondary teacher, and that kind of ties out in the kind of early years in the primary school. And it was always lovely when I would visit the primary schools and visit the younger children, and they didn't know who you were, and so you'd go, "Good morning, everybody," and they would go, "Good morning."
They know the song, but not the verse.
Yeah. I had a question for you both. Having listened to you for the number of years that I have, you're such close friends now. But what was, first of all, do you both remember the first time you met each other? And yes. What were your first impressions of each other?
We've told this story before, but I will tell it briefly. No, I'll tell it briefly again. Not everyone's heard it. So I lost my job at Absolute Radio, and I was out of work for about 3, 4, 5, 6 months. And I was desperately looking for work anywhere. And I got in touch with this radio station, BBC Three Counties Radio in Luton. And I said, I came in to see if they had any cover shifts. But it was a secret meeting. No one in the building was allowed to know I was there. So I went into reception. I met the receptionist. And she said, "Right, it's a secret meeting. No one in the building is allowed to know you're here. Go upstairs to the empty office and the boss will come and talk to you." So I went upstairs to the empty office. And I was just trying to get some cover shifts. And I came away thinking, I think she just offered me breakfast, but I didn't quite understand it. Then as I came downstairs and I had to go back into reception again, and there was this woman dressed like an air stewardess, and one of us, I can't quite remember, one of us held the door open for the other and said, thank you. Okay, thank you. And like then I went to work there like 3 or 5 months later. And that woman, it turns out, had been Catherine.
Yes, I was just leaving after a shift.
I
can't remember
I held the door open for you then, didn't I? Yeah.
It was weird, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then we didn't work together directly, did we, straight away?
No, we sat in the early at different ends of the office and we messaged each other. I hated what I was doing and it was a low point for me. And I hated the show. And so I kind of clicked with Kath very quickly. And we would message each other on the BBC internal website going, "This is shit." Right?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.